It is April 26, 2024, and last time I was talking about to prayer to God, and you know, God is a personal God. He's waiting for everyone, but in prayer we are one by one with God, and it can happen that my prayer I did maybe was the same for you that listen, or you should not, it's not to copy, you should not copy exactly what I say, but you can do that in your way to say it, and it can be fine. It maybe will happen what you pray for. And I don't remember really, because I most of the time I in a spirit, and in a spirit mood, and in the brain is the spirit way. So and it doesn't lay there, and I can remember what I have told you about if I not listen at that episode, but I haven't, and I have been busy. It's not that I have ignored it, but I have been busy with worldly things. I have been to the doctors. Sometimes, no, I have been at least twice to doctors since the last episode. But if I prayer and told you it, was it about that those that have caused damage in my life have done damage on my brain, in my brain, and I say I pray that they should come back and repair what they have destroyed. So I say prayer that. And the answer came, but not in that way or form I was thinking when I was praying. God can have another way to do it. So it come through two special things. And it was that I felt I had blood on my ear, my right ear. And I wondering, how can I have done that? So I thought it was on the outside of the ear that I had blood. So I was not thinking about it anymore. Because I, to 95%, I lay on my right ear when I'm sleeping. I like that side to sleep. So I was thinking it must be outside or there it can happen. But yesterday was I to the ear doctor. And she told me that had a scar, a bleeding, not bleeding today, but I had a bleeding in my ear, but it was on its way to heal, she says. So it was nothing to do more than to wait it to be healed. And I was thinking that that's where the healing was. In some way, I don't know the technical of it, but in some way, it must have going through my ear something that have opened up and was bleeding. But it was not on my pillow, any blood. So I was thinking it was my outside my ear, that I never touched the pillow, and it's dry out. But now it was inside my ear, and it should have come in some blood, at least one drop of blood from the ear as I lay on the right ear. So that is very strange. And someone was coming through, but I didn't see them or hear them when they did it. And I think I say that I should maybe get a visit in the night, but in the way I say, I was thinking that I should know they were in my bedroom, but I didn't. And I am thankful when they don't show up, because I don't want to. Even if the last time when they were over my bed, I was not scared about them, because they don't look scary. They don't look so evil as people write them to be. They were aliens, but and they were have no hair, and it was like skeleton. But in some way, they were not starving to death, or they have not laying in the grave, because they look thicker, and that is very strange to look at skeleton and see they are okay with that kind of body. Because they have some fat on them, but I couldn't see any fat. But I felt it when I saw them. I saw them as okay in the weight and body shape, and I love them. So they were not scary for me. But of course I am not happy when they show up, because I want to rest. And so they have done something. And today I have some pain in my right ear. But it maybe was because they did things in my ear when I was to the doctor, that they make it be a little, maybe took away a little of the healing, and then it's much start to heal again. And so I was to the ear doctor yesterday, and they say that I have got some healing on my ears because I heard better. But I think for me as I am a pastor, and I have university degree in psychology. I think it's more that I have understood that I can't hear so good. So in that way, I know I don't hear perfect. So I change my thinking of the sounds that I have accepted that I don't hear so well, and it's in when people talk to me, they can't know that I don't hear so well, because there I hear, but in some of music, if I have on over my ears, listen at the music on my headset, there I am okay. But if I listen at music on my television, or if they talk on the television, there I must use text television to hear what they are saying, and the music can be very low, but I see the number of my where I have my loudspeaker on television, and I know if I have too high, I know I have to go down in the loudspeakers, because to be careful with my neighbors that maybe are sleeping, and go down to that level I had when I was okay with in my ears. Or in the brain, and so I know where to put it without listen if it's I can hear it or not. If I don't hear the talking so well, I put the text TV on. That's how I do it, and. It's come to my mind that's where I stop to have anorexia. So in for a long time ago, I was not eating because I had anorexia, and the people say that I was very slim, and I should not go on the diet. But I didn't see it. But in that same way, I look at what size I had on clothes that I bought. And then suddenly I was in children's size. And I was over 30 years old. And I should not wear clothes that was for a 12 years old girl. So in that way I saw that I had anorexia, because I couldn't see that my body in the mirror lie for me. But what I know in my brain, that the size for 11, 12 years old girls was totally wrong when I was 30. So it's come to my mind. Yeah, nothing else could help me but to know what is a normal thing and a normal size for a 30 years old woman. And the second thing that was so extremely nice, the healing that I never could think it should come. I never thought it should happen. Because suddenly my daughter come home to me. And it was an ordinary day in the week. And she was out in Jesus' garden and clean it up. And then she say that she, as soon as she could, she's coming back. And what happened there? Of course, I am very, very happy. But how did it come to be in that way? I know that I have some of her church friends that listen at this podcast. So they maybe told her that you can't ignore your mother. And only be with your father the whole time. And they maybe have listened when I have talk about my life with my daughter's father that was very hard to live with. And she have not understand it because I'm thinking about myself that I was not aware about it. If you don't know, things can happen, that things can be in that way. If you don't think like that, then you don't understand what's going on. And I think she understand that when she asks me about something, I tell her honestly, I don't lie. And I, sometimes I say to people, if you don't want to hear the truth, don't ask me anything, because I don't lie. And it's have coming that she start to ask me things, and I can tell her about what happened in year 2000 when I left her and she was going. She didn't want to go to her father because he's living far in the forest, and she was 15 years old, and she had some best friends in the city where we lived, but she had to go because I couldn't take her with me to United States and become homeless. It doesn't work in that way. I'm a mother, so I have to defend my daughter. And the only way she could do it was just just I think the last year in the school. The only way to do it was to let her go back to her father. I have lived with her father in 16 years, so I knew him, and I knew it was very hard to live with him. But I was thinking it maybe is different for my daughter. But in this time when she have lived with her father, I think he have at least had three women living in the same house. And she maybe have not thinking about it because she have had things to do with her school, and she have this confirmation in the church, and then she go to a higher up school and those things. So she have maybe never thinking of why my father have had three women living with him, and they have moved away. Not the last one, she have not moved away, but those two other, or maybe more, that I maybe not know about. They have lived in the house and they couldn't stay. And so that's, she maybe have not thinking about it deeper. But she say, now last time when she was at home, she say, my father, he is really strange. He's weird. She don't understand him, really. Because she is very smart. She is very intelligent. Reading very much books and understand so extremely much in history. And now she's working and do very beautiful cakes and get license for that. And so she is not really thinking in her father way anymore. But she is this protective. She protect her father very much. And as a young girl, when I lived with her and her father, one day it was someone pushed her out in the stairs, and she had glasses, and those glasses broke, and she could have got the glass in her eyes, and I'd be very, very angry, and I ask her if she knew who did it, and she say, I don't want to tell. And so she have been. She protect very much of some reason. And maybe is she like me in that way, that she should help everyone. And we know that we can't help everyone. It's impossible. We have to give it to God. So this what happened. And then go back to what was it you were praying about? Then is the answer that I prayed that that God should make so those that have make damage in my life, damage inside my body, should come back and repair what they have done. And it's not about take revenge of someone that have make you ill or have done many things in your life and maybe in your body also, that you should take revenge of them. I gave them an opening to come back and repair. And that is a spirit now, because it's important for you to understand this, that when they come back and repair, they also repair with God. They repair their relationship with God in that way also. So if you know that you have done something against a person that have been make them ill and make something bad, stealing from them, this spirit that touched me very hard now, he tell you that's how you repair your relationship with me, he's saying. So that's God that is here. That's why I don't see him. I only feel his touch. And I hear what he's saying. And that he say, that's way you repair. By coming back to those people and admit that you had done wrong things to them. And then you ask them, how can I repair the damage I have done to you? And it's so, this is so one of the most important message we have got from God. This is so important. That's why he was all over my body and touched me. That's because you can repair. It's not too late. You are still alive. And as long as you are here on earth alive, you can repair. And when you repair the damage you have done in some people or someone's life, then you also can repair the relationship with God, because he forgive you, because you are brave, you are a hero, you are going and admit and you erase the lies you have done and tell that person, it was me that did these wrong things to you. That it was me that caused that other people go angry at you, because I told them lies about you, that you are not those lies. You are a pretty nice person, but I didn't want to see the nice person, because I wanted you to be like me, that I am not nice. And now I repair it, And I want to come back to God and be one with him in that way that I admit the mistakes I have done and the wrong thing I have done to you. And I want you to tell me honestly what damage I have done. And I try to do the best thing I can. And now God is talking to me. He say that the most thing you can do if that person doesn't want to speak about it, you go down on your knees and pray together. That is the important solution. If the people say, okay, it doesn't matter, I have going away from that. It's long time ago you did it. But they can have that things inside them. But even if they say that, oh yeah, I'm long gone from that moment, it hurt. But they still have that inside, far deep in the brain, and have caused problems for them in life. So they don't need to know what damage it was. And in that way, you go down on your knees together with that person and pray to God. And your prayer that the damage you have caused this person should be repaired now, in this moment. It's if you have going down on your knees and in the position you usually pray to God to, and then is this, when I'm talking about this, have going through inside your mind and will help you in this repairing damage. It was a beautiful message from God. I thank you, God, to come so close to could talk about this. So, thank you for listening, and we will see what's going on later on when it's come to the damage in my body. But it seems years at least start to be a little better. And so the eyes was, if I have not said it, the eyes had going bad on both eyes now. I had only one eye that was bad, but both are now. We'll see if it turn around and be repaired also. And the blood in my ear is going away. And they have been inside my brain and repair it as it was a hole in my ear. So thank you for listening, and God bless you.